Hi, Ragini here, and welcome to Module 7, Part 1. And this is Step 6 of the Facticity 6-Step Process, what I call the big finale. And in this module, it is time to ramp up your awareness, because awareness is absolutely essential to being able to complete our goal. Now, here's the question. Are you ready now to put all of the pieces together? You know what the land of unresolvable dilemma is and where it lives. You're now familiar with the river running through it. You have the mystic's map, which allows you to understand how to navigate the ups and downs and the twists and the turns, in addition to knowing what they are, because you've pulled them out of your mind and put them down on your infinity loop map. And you've identified your blocks, obstacles, and the resistances to going with the flow, and you have used the three mystical perspectives to clear them as much as you possibly can. So now it's time to put it all together. But in order to do this and enjoy the ride around the infinity loop, you need to bring with you your awareness, your willingness to go through all of the landmarks that you've written down. You need your conviction that this is indeed something that is helpful to you, and that the movement between opposites is in fact a real thing that you've verified for yourself in your own experience. You need the intention to set out to get to your goal, which is viewing opposites in a different way, and you also want your doubt so you don't just fall into blind faith and stop questioning the things that come up in your mind that are requiring attention. And definitely what you need is your connection to the larger living system. No matter how you talk about that or represent it in your mind, it is to be something that must come with you in order to enjoy this ride around the infinity loop. Now, your awareness is essential because you have these new mystical perspectives, and they give you a different eye to see things. So you need a lot of awareness to produce the maximum effectiveness from these new perspectives. And what do you have to be essentially aware of? Back to the beginning, opposites, impermanence, and paradox. Awareness is essential at this point as well, because we've just shaken up your sense of identity in the last module. We've said, wait a minute, you're not your weaknesses. And you've said, I'm not. And the mystics say, and you're not your strengths either. And that goes, really? Oh my goodness, then who am I if I'm not my weaknesses and I'm not my strength? This is a pretty intense question that can shake up things at the unconscious level. It can feel a bit skittish now because it's not quite sure what to do with the question of who you are. Generally, this question brings the topic of spirituality into the game. Well, if that's not who I am, who is it that's pulling the shots? Who am I? Is it my spirit? Is it my soul? Do I have one? What is it? Is it the divine itself? These are the questions that now enter into the arena and become the object of your attention and your awareness. So one of the ways to deal with this is to imagine, as I've asked you before, that you are part of a larger living system. This visioning in the privacy of your mind ramps up your awareness, which is absolutely required in this process to have it work. And this ramping up of your awareness allows you to see the larger picture possibilities, that there is more than you ever thought possible going on, and more than you ever thought possible for you to receive. So many times this makes a person feel concerned, even if there is a larger system that exists. I am too unworthy to fit in, and it becomes difficult to imagine yourself connecting with that system. That's okay. You need to move on anyway. And frequently people become confused. The problems that they have seem so small compared to the larger quests of the world, like eradicating poverty and hunger and violence and war and greed, etc. And the question arises, well, where do I fit in with my problems, with my purpose? What am I here for? So awareness is essential to become conscious when you're having these concerns and confusions, and that's when you want to ramp up your awareness by accessing a connection to the larger living system, which, if you're feeling confused and concerned, probably is not there. You may have an idea, but you may not feel connected to it. So how do you do that? Well, you've gotten three tools in this training so far. First of all, just imagine as if you had one. That is a good enough place to start. If you don't have one, don't worry about it. Just imagine as if you did, and how would things would be different if that were true. The second tool you found in this training is what I had called the Mystic's three-point balancing act, where you have your 2 feet on the outside edge of the 2 loops that make up your infinity loop, and the third point is your connection to the larger living system. You can do that physically or imagine it in your mind to help bring forth the image of a connection to the larger living system that doesn't pull you out of your life as a human being, but actually helps you stay connected in it so that you can gain the wisdom and guidance required from the larger system's perspective. And the third tool that you've received in this training was called getting behind the chair, where you simply get up and move behind the chair and step into what we called in this training your essential self, your divine part. And that allowed you to get distance and a different perspective of the part of you that has to deal with living in duality. So what is this essence or essential self that we talk about? Well, imagine for a moment that you have a pot of liquid gold. And this pot of liquid gold can be made into many, many things, but regardless of the shape the gold takes, all right, it remains gold. The essence of it, no matter what shape it takes, remains gold. So this is what we mean by essence. So just to keep that image of the pot of gold. Now, how does personality relate to this essence? Well, the shape that the gold takes is the personality. It can take a lot of different shapes. Watch, bracelet, earring, necklace, ring, tie tack, etc. Cold person, mean person, warm person, loving person, ugly person, beautiful person. Whether the shape the gold takes is scratched or smooth, broken or intact, whether it's beautiful or ugly, essentially, the personality is made of gold. Whatever its external appearance, the essence of it is made of gold. And this is how your essential self and your personality are interrelated. So what is this golden essence that I'm talking about? And these are questions that the mind asks. And if you're being kind to your mind, you want to give it an image, an idea, an understanding of how to make sense of this. So here are some words that people use to describe this golden essence that we've talked about that is the core of the divine spark within you. Personality is the circumference. You, as the divine spark, are the core. So whatever it is in reality, what you want to do here is imagine yourself convinced that this is true, that you are human at your circumference and divine at your core. Now honor any skepticism, cynicism, or sense of feeling foolish that you have, but don't let these feelings and perceptions and dialogues stop you. Now, I put these three in here because I'm very familiar with skepticism, cynicism, and feeling foolish. They have been my friends all along my path in this journey. The key is make friends with them, allow them to be there, but don't let them stop you from continuing on. So what's the key? You have to practice. This is what you're here to do. Suspend your disbelief in this because you want to believe it's true and think to yourself, I am an important and necessary part of the larger living system. I belong. I fit. Envision this in the privacy of your mind. Imagine what it would feel like if this were true. Hear the loving whisperings that would come your way if this were where you were placed in the universe. Get a taste of the wonderful elixir of that sense of belonging and the fragrance of what it means to actually be a part of something larger than yourself. In other words, you want to make it really real in the sensory elements that your brain understands. Because this module is about giving a new neurological coding to your brain for this idea and notion. So you are essential to the whole. This is what you want to start telling yourself is true, that you are inseparable from it, that you are completely accepted by it as you are without changing anything. You are an important piece of the puzzle that is essential to allowing it to be whole, to be complete, to be totally what it is. Now, I've heard this idea that if you're listening to an orchestra and one of the violinists is out that night, the average person won't notice the difference. But the person who understands and really loves music will hear and feel the absence of that one violinist. And this is how the larger system relates to your unawareness of where you belong in the whole picture. So here's the question. The sky embraces the stars and the moon as they are, without question. Now, doesn't life embrace and accept you as you are, without question, with every breath? This is something to contemplate and really discover is happening in your own personal experience every day. All right, here's the homework for this module. What is essential for you to enjoy your ride on the flow of life? What do you need to take with you? Do you need more awareness than emotional charge, and why? So how are personality and essential self different? Is one more important than the other? What is this essence of things that people talk about? What do you need to be convinced of? What do you need to practice every single day? What are three ways that you can ramp up your connection to the larger living system so that it becomes real for your brain and allows that new neurophysiological coding to begin to be established even more deeply and clearly? Okay, have fun and enjoy, and I will see you in the next video. Much love.